You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Okay, Mother's Day this weekend. And normally we've, like in the past, we've done all sorts of Mother's Day segments on our show. And some of them have been really, really touching. Like, we let people call in and they got like 30 seconds to say something sweet about their mom, including their moms who may have passed.
Yeah, it was very emotional.
And it was a really emotional show. And we loved that. So now we're going to do something completely different. We want moms to call in, and we want you to tell us, moms, what are you fed up with?
You're just sick and tired of it.
You had it up to here. Up to here!
And moms, this is a safe space for you. It's fine. You can call us, pour out your emotions, and, you know, we'll be fine with it. You need to vent sometimes.
And if you're a mom who says, I'm not fed up with anything, I love every single thing about my family and my children, the odds are you're not listening to our show.
Liar.
You're probably down the dial just a little bit.
Yeah.
But if you're a regular mom who's like, had it up to here with something, you can have some laughs with your boys this morning. This is where you get to call in and laugh and say, look, I love my family, but I am fed up with blank.
And I guess, does it even have to be all about family? I mean,
no,
if you're fed up with the way your jeans are fitting or...
Perfect.
You know, a coworker.
We'll
even.
Do any
I don't
of
care
that.
If
it's whatever
you're
fed up with. But I think the mom part has to come into play.
You have
just
to be
like,
a
I'm
mom.
Fed up with my boss. That's like, well, then.
You have to be a mom, I guess. Yeah, because, well, I mean, you're juggling your kids and your work life and you're
well,
sick of
true.
Something at work. So whatever.
Christina, you're up first. What are you fed up with?
Yeah, so my son, he has one chore in the house. He's 9 years old and he has one chore in the house, and it's to give the animals water. And that doesn't happen. Ever.
Not doing it, or he's spilling it everywhere, probably.
No. It's,
just
it's,
not doing it?
You know, he doesn't
pretty,
do it.
He's pretty efficient when he does it, but it's just the doing it part that I'm fed up with. You know, it's one thing. You know, we feed him, we do everything for him, and just one chore.
You
that's
have
it.
One but, job.
Mm-hmm.
And your pets are I so know. Thirsty.
God.
Seriously, they'll be whining to me. I'll be like, no way. No way, not again.
You go in and that bowl is bone dry, so...
Thank you for getting this off your chest this morning.
Hope you
us.
Feel better, Christina.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you for being on the show. Here's Jen. Jen, what are you fed up with?
Hi. So my son leaves food and random bowls of cereal and, like, drinks. He'll make, like, a milkshake and just, like, bring it upstairs to his room or, like, he'll, like, even bring it in the bathroom. There's random, like, dishes all over the house.
And that stuff gets stinky and moldy. And
ants.
It's gross.
The milkshake it's one, gross. It's like you got to throw that cup away by the time you find it. It's so caked on.
Kinda, yeah. Sometimes, yeah.
Do you feel better?
He made Jell-O, and he just, like, left everything out. I'm like, oh, my God.
I remember when my stepdaughter was 16, I guess, Gretchen went in, and she found under the bed a plate with, like, half-eaten food that looked like it had been there for probably 3 months.
Half a sandwich.
Yeah, she just reached over, put it on the floor, and then it got pushed under her bed, and it just stayed there.
Sick.
Yep.
God.
I can relate.
You feel better, Jen?
I feel so much better, guys.
Thank you for venting.
Thank you for listening and calling.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Christy, what have you had it up to here with?
You know, when you leave the house clean, you come home and cracks are on the floor. You're tripping over backpacks. You're tripping over shoes. Stairs are now their closets. Then you go to bed and your charger's gone. And now my new name is Bruh.
Bruh. Yes! My son calls me Bruh. And I'm like, I'm not your Bruh, dude.
So, Mike, is it now Happy Bruh's Day instead of Happy Mother's Day?
Oh, Christy, you're fed up.
Your call kind of made our day, Christy. We hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for the call. Oh, my God. You know, when people start saying, I hope people are listening, so that when they say, I don't know what to do for my mom for Mother's Day, they're telling you.
Yeah.
Just get your blank together.
Pick up your glasses.
Here's Michelle. Michelle, you've had it up to here with what?
My husband's dog.
Say no more.
What's the dog's deal?
Bruising, like, he's a little Frenchie. He wanted to spend an astronomical amount of money on him. And he said that he would take him to work 3 days out of the week. And he's taking him a whopping, like, 5 times this half a year that we've had him. It's just the poop.
You said it was a Frenchie? How much was it?
What did he pay for? You said it was astronomical. How much?
Those are like $5,000.
$4,000.
$4,000.
He must have got an ugly one.
That was the runt of the litter.
It only had three legs.
Yeah.
So.
You feel better, Michelle?
Yeah. No, because now I still have this dog I have to take care of that he won't take with him.
Well, it's time for a conversation.
Let me ask you, if you had to get rid of the dog or the husband, which one would you get rid of? Toss up.
Dog. Okay. Well, good luck, Michelle.
Thank you for calling us. We appreciate you. Have a great Mother's Day with the dog. Here's Tammy. Tammy, what have you had it up to here with?
I have had it up to here with candy wrappers all over my house.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter what time of year. They're everywhere all the time.
Mm-hmm. The little fun size candy bars everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
How many kids do you have?
I have two. So they're actually my grandkids. But yes, I have candy wrappers all the time, and they're everywhere.
See if you can relate with this, with what my stepdaughter does. So in the kitchen, the trash can is one of those pull-out things. It's like a little cabinet thing. You pull it open, and the trash can is right inside there, right? So on the counter, right above the handle, is where Zoe will just throw her used candy wrappers, like Jolly Rancher wrappers and stuff. It's literally, and I'm using this properly, inches away from the handle that you would pull open to put the wrapper in.
It's too much work, man.
Too much to open the drawer. She just throws it on the counter.
Well, I'm to the point where I'm ready to just leave little trash bags all over the house, but I don't think they'd make
just
it.
Just stop buying candy.
It would make no difference.
Stop buying the candy, Tammy Pants.
Yeah.
I don't have to buy the candy. They find the candy.
They find it.
They just show up with pockets full of candy. Huh?
You're delightful. Thank you for calling us, and have a great weekend, okay?
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Here comes Sarah. Sarah, what are you fed up with?
Potty training.
Say no more again. How old is this little one?
She'll be 3 in June.
Oh yeah, it's time for sure. Yeah. Ugh. Why? What's the problem? Just
she's
not clicking.
Just so stubborn.
Really? Mm. Have you done the box full of prizes outside the bathroom door?
Yeah, we've done anything and everything we can possibly think of.
Have you done the no underwear around the house? Which I know sounds horrible and pervy, but it's true. Like, put them in no underwear and let them run around.
She's with her dad, so he doesn't want to do that.
I get that, too. Yeah.
Well,
you're screwed. She's going to be 14 years old and still peeing her pants.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell no. No.
Send her to her dad's house, Sarah. Send her to her dad's house.
Yeah.
Nope, that's not going to happen.
I hope you have a good Mother's Day.
Thank you for being on our
show. Thank you.
Stay dry.
Stay unchapped. Here comes Madison. Madison, what are you fed up with?
Trying to wake the kids up in the morning and saying, I hate you. Get out.
Oh, they say that.
They say that to you.
Yes, every morning.
Maybe. Why don't you try waking them up by saying that to them? I hate you. Wake up.
Get up, jerk.
try it.
How old are your kids?
13 and 10.
Cool.
There's one right there.
Yeah, there's a troublemaker right there.
Tell that one's a jerk right now.
You're a jerk.
There you go.
Have a good Mother's Day.
Thank you, Madison.
Bye. See you later. You're a jerk.
I believe this show is being very therapeutic for people today.
That kid's like, what the hell just happened?
What? And that's probably like the 7-year-old who gets up. Jada, good morning.
Good morning.
What are you fed up with?
I have a 6-month-old who wakes up at 3 in the morning every night for an hour and a half.
Oh, no. God, I do not miss those days at all, Jada.
Oh, no.
Are you going to get any time to yourself this weekend?
I don't know. I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so, too.
Me, too.
You know, there will be a light at the end of the tunnel. It just might be a really long tunnel, you know?
I know. It's been taking so long. He was doing so good the first, 3 months he slept through the night. And then the last 3 months he's been up every hour.
At least
once. And then staying up for an hour at 3 o'clock. Like, it's a party.
Something ain't right with that kid.
He's got some FOMO. He's afraid he's missing out on something. What are you guys doing up?
I swear.
Oh, Jada. Right, Jada. Listen, have a great Mother's Day, okay?
Thank you.
Bye.
Jada, I'm going to be sleeping like a baby. So here's Angie. Angie, what are you fed up with?
Legos everywhere.
Oh, yes. Foot killers.
Yeah. Like a minefield walking through their bedroom.
Have you threatened to scoop them all up and throw them away yet?
You know, I haven't quite gotten to that point, but it might happen.
Just
yeah.
bring the vacuum in and start vacuuming them up.
Have you figured out how much money you've invested in all these Legos?
Boy, I don't even want to think about it.
They're so
expensive.
A lot
of them have come from other people, though.
Oh, right.
You know, they know that my boys love Legos, and so they get them for Christmas gifts and birthday gifts.
Oh,
and
that's
just
good.
Tell your kids that's all you want for Mother's Day this year is to clean their floor.
Mm-hmm.
Clean the Legos up.
Well, the plan is today after school, before they play video games, they have to pick up all their Legos.
Good.
So we'll see.
Lay down the law, Angie.
Crack the whip, Angie.
Get
crack
them, girl.
It.
Get them.
Yep.
Have a great Mother's Day, okay?
Thank you.
Your boys in the morning love you. Here's Tammy. Tammy, what are you fed up with? Tammy.
Oh, good morning. I'm here.
What are you sick of?
Oh, I'm so sick of wiping babies' booties. I'm a nanny and a grandma stays home with all my grandchildren. Just sick of wiping. Sick of it.
Well, stop. Just stop. Leave it for the parents.
Get a power washer. Do that instead.
And then I have to sit around and smell it all day. No, I've got to clean them. But,
you can't even wipe. At this point, you can't even wipe yourself.
I'm just so tired.
Your fingers are so stinky.
You need a little bitty baby bidet is what you need.
Don't shake hands with Tammy, you guys.
Oh, I would love it. Yes.
Gross. You're funny.
I love him, and I love my job, but it's enough.
Well, you know your boys love you, so we hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
There's one in the back.
Yeah, I know.
And bringing it all home is Susan. Susan, you've had it up to here with what?
With not flushing the toilet.
Oh, yes. Gross. What is that all about?
I have no idea.
That's got to be like
boys.
Fetish thing.
I have three boys, and no toilets in the house are ever flushed.
That's one of those where if the lid's down, you just flush it before you even lift it up, you know?
That's right.
Just
to
make sure. Have you asked them why they're not flushing?
I'm not sure, honestly. I think maybe they have a little bit of PTSD because when they were two, I have twins, and when they were two, they flushed so much toilet paper down that they flooded the whole floor.
Oh, my gosh.
And so since then, they really haven't ever flushed.
I could see where that would spook you.
Yeah, now I'm paying the price. Yep.
I thought for sure she was going to say she dropped one of them in the toilet. I thought for sure that's what you were going to say.
Accidentally, in quotation marks.
Oops.
Susan, we love you. Have a great weekend. Okay?
Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Oh, that's funny. An former girlfriend of mine, love her dearly, but she had two daughters, and one of the daughters was, I think, 10, 11, and still had that thing where she just wouldn't think. And she would leave the bathroom. And I remember going into they'd come over to my house for a few hours one day. And I remember after they left, a few hours later, I went into the guest bathroom for something. And I was like, oh, my God. It's like,
why is it green? Who got sick?
Oh, my God is right.
Did you take a picture and send it to her?
Oh, no, but I remember texting my girlfriend and saying, you know,
it's over?
Daughter number two left a little surprise for me. Was that an editorial comment on her mom's boyfriend?
And they broke up shortly thereafter.
Oh, my God, it's funny. You know what? I love that segment. That's going to definitely be a podcast today.
Thank you, moms, for venting.
And the thing is, for every single mom who was on, whatever she mentioned, thousands of other moms were nodding.
They're like, those Legos, they are everywhere.
You guys are the best.